Don't Lie to Me, Eva Rae Thomas Mystery, Book 1, by Willow Rose, narrated by Kendra Lee Oberhauser. Prologue, Camp Seminole Springs, Florida. Mom, I don't want to stay at the camp for 2 weeks. I want to go home. Sophie Williams choked back a sob as a tear left her right eye and rolled down her cheek. She had promised herself she wouldn't cry. She had promised herself she would complete this. But hearing her mother's voice in the phone had made her lose it. She couldn't hold it back anymore. I know, sweetie, her mother said. I miss you too, baby. But it's only for 2 weeks. You'll be fine. It was the first time Sophie had been away from her mother for this long. She was the one who had wanted to go when their scout leader had told them about the camp. Sophie had immediately known that she wanted to do this. But the other girls had been so mean on the bus ride there, and she had ended up sitting all alone without anyone to talk to. Now she felt lonely and, even though they weren't allowed to call home, she had snuck outside while they were eating dinner and walked back to her tent and found her phone in her backpack. She wanted to hear her mother's voice, just for a few seconds. But once she did, the tears piled up and she felt so homesick it almost hurt. You'll be fine, her mother repeated. It'll be over before you know it, and then you'll want to go again next year. I went through the same thing when I was your age. I'd much rather be at home and go surfing all summer, Sophie said. I know, baby, but you need to do other stuff too. You need to socialize with other children. Besides, you were the one who told me you wanted this, remember? You wanted to go to this camp with your new friends. But they're not my new friends anymore, Sophie sighed. Really? Her mother said, sounding tired. That was fast. Sophie knew her mother was disappointed. Sophie had never been good at making friends. That was why her mother suggested she join Girl Scouts. Sophie was homeschooled so she could focus on her competitive surfing on a daily basis and attend contests all over the country on the weekends. It was practically all she did in her life, and she loved it, but she didn't make any friends at surf contests. She would chat with other kids while waiting for her heat to start, yes, but in the end, they were competitors and there was no room for friends. It was a lonely world for a 12-year-old, especially since she was so young, yet better than most who were much older. Being a Girl Scout would be good for her, her mother had said. Plus, it would teach Sophie skills that would be beneficial later in life. And Sophie had made friends.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?